location.
Today's travel service is a little bit different than the rest. Today is the day we're presenting a brand new school mascot.
Now, we have attempted in the process to be as inclusive as we can. We've, through committees and surveys and electronic mail, we've tried to give everyone a chance to let their voice be heard.
There are some of us who saw no need for change. And certainly all of us take great pride in the tradition that has been established with the Redskin program.
There's a sense in which all of us will associate with the Redskin image for years to come. And in keeping with that tradition, as we look toward a change, the committee that worked on this sought an image that would be strong and forceful.
One that evoked respect and awe.
Boo for respect and awe. That's really powerful.
We could have a committee. Some of the more interesting suggestions were scissortail flycatchers.
Another suggestion was the bugs and the ladybugs. We didn't go that direction.
We could be the Doves, Disciples, or Oklahoma Dolphins.
Whoa. The Comets, the Cyclones, or the Cats.
The Oilers, the Boilers, and the Frogs.
We had suggestions that came in for Warriors, for Roughnecks. We even had one that we'd be the SNU General Superintendents. I don't think so.
But it became evident early on that the process of change would not be easy. We did then and continue now to seriously ask God's help in using this change to make SNU a better place.
And to that end, as we've done before and would like to do one more time, is to begin this convocation time with a word of prayer and ask that you join with us, please. Father, I ask that through our efforts, and certainly in spite of our efforts, that you would bless this place and allow us to be a community that reflects you.
Father, I ask that you would use everything that goes on today somehow to lift you up. And that I thank you for each person. And I pray this school be the place that you want to be. And everything I ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. President Gresham.
It's unusually good attendance for this late in the semester, isn't it? My purpose for being at the podium is to introduce some special guests. But before I do, I want to take just a moment or two of, I guess you might call it presidential privilege. Just before coming across from my office, I was reading from the 1923 Arrow, our yearbook. And in there, the editor for that year was talking about the heritage of this place, not just the school, but this piece of ground on which the school has resided since 1909. This was really originally called Council Grove. It was a place for annual or even sometimes more frequent gatherings of Native Americans. And so from the very beginning of the institutional life here, it was recognized that this place had a deep and close connection, not just to the little community that was started in 1909, but also to ages and generations of people who had seen the grove here and thought it was an attractive place to be. I myself am 1/16th Cherokee Indian and am very proud of that part of my heritage. In fact, the other 15/16ths, I hardly even know who they are or what they are. It's the 1/16th that I really cherish. And yet in the 20th century, as changes have occurred in the society and in the times, we knew that it was an appropriate time to review some things, particularly as we approach our centennial, which in August we will begin for 15 months, a celebration of our 100 years of institutional life. Now, the 1909 date that I mentioned earlier about this campus actually is 10 years after the campus in Pinal, Texas that merged with us in 1920. So we do actually date our history from 1899. As we thought about changes and we thought about the dedication of a new multipurpose athletic convocation center this fall, and we thought about who we are and what we represent and who we represent, it seemed that this was an appropriate time to review the mascot that has been so very important to many of us. I feel like some of you who were shouting in response to some of the comments by Dee about being a Redskin for life. I share some of those same feelings. And yet, as I have talked not just with sociologists or people who consider themselves experts on cultural diversity and multiculturalism and pluralism and all of that, but as I have talked with actual Native Americans, I came to the conclusion that while there are many who feel, as most of us perhaps do, that continuing a name, a Redskin name as we have had, is very appropriate, I was being told, and then I was sent articles and faxed articles to give support to the fact that the younger generation of Native Americans does not want to be characterized or symbolized in mascots and nicknames. And that being the case, despite the deep sense of connection and loyalty that I have personally to the Redskin name and to the tradition here at SNU, I felt that this was the right time. And so we entered into a process. You're familiar somewhat with that. I want to publicly thank D. Kelly and Mike Brooks. This probably was a job that neither one of them really would have preferred to have. It has involved emotion, intensity, and no little controversy. But I'm very grateful to them. They tried to listen. They tried to give input possibilities to alumni, students, faculty, whole range of constituents of our institution. And so even though I come today, as many of you do, with mixed emotions, I really believe that it is the right thing to do at this time. And I hope that while many of us will be Redskins for life in our hearts, that we can begin to adjust to new symbols, new names, and as proudly carry those into the future as we have carried the Redskin name to this point. To help us in the announcement of the new name, we have two very special guests and very good friends of mine. One of them is Ed Murray of Channel 9 here in Oklahoma City. Some of you watch him, the CBS affiliate. Ed is a survivor. I am continuously aware of the revolving door that exists in radio and television, but Ed has been with KWTV how many years, Ed?
17
years. That must be some kind of a record. If you knew him as some of us know him, you would know why. He has survived when many others have fallen by the wayside. But more than being an excellent sports commentator, announcer, reporter, Ed is a quality Christian human being. And he perhaps will refer to the years that he, along with Dr. Larry Mills, did the play-by-play. He did the play-by-play, Dr. Mills did the color for Redskin broadcast for a number of years, and we went through blizzards together and all kinds of things. But Ed is here to assist, and I think you'll enjoy hearing from him. If he were just somebody we had pulled in just because they had a local reputation, I wouldn't feel so good about it. But I received a copy recently of a letter from Ed Murray to our athletic director. And it explained in fairly great detail some of the deep emotional feelings of affinity to SNU and its mission. So it's a special joy to have Ed with us today. And then he will also be followed by Senator Howard Hendrick. Senator Hendrick is one of our own graduates, graduated here with distinction, and subsequently achieved an MBA. He's a CPA also, and also a Juris Doctorate degree. He's a very capable member of the Oklahoma State Senate, and he will be bringing a proclamation from the governor. Governor Frank Keating was unable to be with us this morning, but sent the proclamation, and Senator Hendrick will be reading that to us. So would you help me welcome Ed Murray, Channel 9.
It was indeed an honor to be your play-by-play announcer from, I think, 1982 to 1987. And at that time, the most amazing aspect of that job to me were many times we played, Wichita Falls, Texas, or Siloam Springs, Arkansas. And we'd be flying in this little plane. And I'd be in the back, and I don't like to fly anyway. And especially when I realized that the pilot was the head coach, who's now your president. That was scary. The most amazing thing you're going to see today is not the name change, the mascot change. Is it the fact that after 11 seasons, I still can fit into my Southern Nazarene blazer that we wore to all the basketball games. Does Dr. Mills still fit into his? He doesn't give me a grade. I'm here to talk about the athletic legacy that is Southern Nazarene University. 10 national championships, 6 in basketball, 4 in track and field. It's all right to applaud that. An NAIA record-setting national championship performance by track star Steph Miller this year. Bobby Martin, who also was a little white-knuckled on some of those flights, National Coach of the Year. Craig Wigginton, National Women's Coach of the Year last year. The top 10 and highest-rated Oklahoma school in the Sears Director's Cup competition for 2 straight years. And something I can't wait to see, about to move into what will be the finest small college athletic facility in the Southwest, the Sawyer Athletic Center, and I can't wait to see that. And you can rattle on and on and on, but it's an athletic tradition that is founded in this university's motto of character, culture, and Christ. And when this first became a topic around the nation, I was attending the University of Florida, and our arch rival was Florida State, the Seminoles. And Florida State considered changing its nickname at that time. And they went to the chief of the Seminole Nation. And the chiefs told the Florida State people that you represent what we are all about. Don't change your name. Now that was years ago. And I feel like if you talk to Native Americans here in Oklahoma or in this region, they would say, Southern Nazarene, you have represented us the way we like to be represented. Don't change your name. But I go back to the university's motto, character, culture, and Christ. It's all here. And if by chance, by chance, even if they're in Michigan or California or Illinois, perhaps the name, as Dr. Gresham mentioned, maybe today's young Native Americans aren't real happy with it. If only one person is offended, then the motto is not being upheld to its fullest. And what is it? You think people aren't going to fear Southern Nazarene University on the basketball court because they don't have Redskins after the name anymore? When I see Take Cover, as someone that does not attend school here, to me, Take Cover is, folks, take cover because we're still Southern Nazarene University and we're coming after you. Because this university is not about mascots or nicknames. This university is about people. It's why I've kept this jacket in my closet for more than a decade of not using it. I'm very proud of it because it reminds me of the people that are here. I don't know many of you, but he was the head basketball coach when I first became involved here. Larry Mills is head of the business school. He was my cohort. Jim Tabers, he's still here, running the computer. He'd turn around and say, no, Ed, he has 10 points, not 8. So many, many friends. They all gave my wife and I a baby shower for our firstborn. And I remember that to this day with just joy in my heart. So this is about people, and the people aren't going to change just because a name has changed. And I realize today that I'm here for one reason. I get to introduce the video, and it's me that gets booed if you don't like it. Thanks. Southern Nazarene University owns a small college tradition of excellence unlike any other in the state of Oklahoma, and today that tradition takes on an exciting new face, one that radiates with power and the aura of a champion, a name that Southern Nazarene University can uniquely call its own. Ladies and gentlemen, let the new era begin.
Winds of change are blowing. The sound of distant thunder. A new storm is gathering. It's blowing across the land of a proud heritage. Take cover. There's a storm front coming. thunder roars and the lightning strikes. A powerful new storm is about to be unleashed. The power of a champion. The power of a university poised to storm into the next century. Champions ready to rain upon the competition. Champions proud of their heritage and the explosive force of their future. Take cover. It's here. The SNU Crimson Storm has arrived.
And what have we been learning in engineering class this year?
On a personal note, I want to just say that this school has meant the world to me. I grew up just a few blocks from here, and the 4 years I spent here were really the most important years of my life, really. I met my wife here. And this has been a great place for me. And I recall during the years I was here that Dr. Gresham was the coach when I played on the junior varsity of the basketball team. And had a great time. And congratulations on the beginning of a new era. Dr. Gresham, this is for you. It's from the governor of the state of Oklahoma. And let me read it. Whereas Southern Nazarene University is beginning its centennial year of service to the people of Oklahoma and America. And whereas Southern Nazarene seeks to educate the whole person, mentally, physically, and spiritually, by offering outstanding academic and athletic programs with an emphasis on Christian principles, and whereas Southern Nazarene University has graduated more than 150,000 students in its century of existence, equipping them for life with knowledge, skills, and appreciation for the qualities of integrity, morality, and faith, and whereas Southern Nazarene University is today introducing a new nickname, Crimson Storm, which will reflect Southern Nazarene University's strong traditions as the university prepares for its second century of success. Now, therefore, I, Frank Keating, Governor of the State of Oklahoma, do hereby declare April 21, 1998, as Southern Nazarene University Crimson Storm Day in the state of Oklahoma. Congratulations.
The band is going to send us off today, so Phil Moore and the SNU Crimson Storm Band.